answers to the shailas that we gave out on episode 4. If anybody came out differently, please let me know. First question, is there any problem to move a dislocated arm back into place? We saw that there's a machlekes between Nsif Mem Zayin, the Machaber is Seisim, Etzem Shiosim and Mekayim and Azirin, I say, the Pashas of the Machaber is that it's Mutter. The problem is Nsif Lamed, he seems to say that it's Aser, therefore we have machlekes, which one is the Iker? The Magen Avraham is Neite L'Chumra, and the Shulchan Ati Shittim is Neite L'Kula, if it comes out totally, that it's a Savak Sakano, Lamais and the place seem to go with our HaShulchan, and Shemir Shabbos Kachasa seems to name one like that, that Ken Zayin is even a Savak Sakano. Therefore, certainly, one would be allowed to put back the dislocated arm into place. If he has the chilus to ask a Gresha doctor, it's better to ask a Gresha doctor, because you have the Magen Avraham. It's not clear from the Mishnah Berurah how he's being machriya. If it's totally yotzei mekayimai, then he says even the Magen Avraham would be masking. What's that? The mashmoyis grada of the Aruch HaShulchan is that it's something sakana of sakana safashis. The Shmir Shabbos Kachas actually speaks that out. He says that it's sakana taver, it's and possibly sakana safashis. Obviously, it would depend on what it is. You'd have to ask a doctor there if one has the chilis. And know the moked by us, as a Gresha doctor, child. If you're able to go to the moked or go to EMT, it's better to go to the moked than to go to a soul member. The moked, the doctor there, will be able to put it back in. If it's an issue, if there's no, if there is no Gresha doctor, one would be allowed to use a Jewish doctor or EMT to put back the dislocated arm back into place. It's not. It's not a good thing that's going to suffice. And maybe it is. It could be that it possibly is, that they are more cheshish for it. The Aruch HaShulchan is mityachas to this, that it possibly is. He says the reason why the Rambam didn't bring that, this halacha, the reason why it seems to be a stira, is because sometimes it's like this, sometimes it's like that. It really depends on the doctor. He says, go to the doctor and see what the doctor says. That's really what he says. Can you drive to the doctor? If there's... Okay, we're gonna start coming into too many questions on the side. Well, maybe we'll leave the rest of the questions. The question is that in the standard regular dislocated arm, lachera, we wouldn't have to be choshish that it would be sakana safashis. If there's no other way to get to the doctor, then you would be choshish. If on a regular day a person would be choshish mamash that it's sakana safashis, then in such a case we would be. I don't think standard situation is. One should go to EMT. If he has any suffix, then you should drive to the doctor. My wife is in labor. At what point is it mutter to pick up the phone to call an ambulance? Is there any reason to press the buttons with my knuckle? Now, we saw the halacha of yoledes is the Gemara brings three different times that a woman is called yoledes, and the Taz says that's only with regard to things that have to be done right now. But with regard to things that have to be done for the future, for example, calling a yoledes, that we do not go by the zman that Chazal gave, and therefore, as soon as a woman is in a suffix that she's in a matzav that she's going to cut and needs to give birth, then she's ready to call a meyaledes, which practically that means any time that a woman is having set contractions at a set time, the Aruch HaShabbos says 10 to 15 minutes even, or her water breaks, that there could be a chashash of infection, they say that one should go, and they do not have to wait to the time that she is already Yosheva Salam Hashbir. Is there any reason to press the buttons with my knuckles? Yes. The Gemara says, Benegeta Yoledes, this is Machlokes Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether or not it applies to all Cholim, but certainly with regard to Yoledes, the halacha is lechatchila, we tried to do the malachas kelacharyad, and therefore one should do kelacharyad if he did not put it into speed dial before Shabbos, and it's best to try to do kalachriyad. If he thinks that by using the back of his hand he's going to use maybe a spoon or something else, the handle of a spoon, if he's choshish that he has a blackberry, that's all he has, and the buttons are very close together, and he's going to try to press it with the back of his hand, and he's going to mess up, then we're not going to tell you to go ahead and press backwards if it's going to cause you to do more malachas, because you're going to get the wrong number. But for the standard, you're not allowed to use on Shabbos anyhow. You want to know what Pekuach Nefesh? Yesh Mayim. More basically over here, one should use the shinui, that's just the etzem halacha. One should try to use the shinui with regard to all Chilul Shabbos, unless there is a need for it to be done immediately, then we do not do any shinui whatsoever in any case of some Pekuach Nefesh.
Now, she finds that music, a shower helps her. Can I turn them on for her? L'chora, that would be mutter if it's, depending if she's already in a matzav of suffix, sakanas nefashos. So then, l'chora, that would be totally in the machlokes between the, if we're handling d'oraisas, if we're handling yitzuri d'oraisas, then l'chora, wherever she's holding, she has then l'chora l'shem by sakana, and therefore we could do d'rabanans k'lachayan, ukedemi. But for handling d'oraisas, turning on the boiler for a shower, turning on the radio, which could be shallows of the tape, could be shallows of the arises. Then, if she is already in a matzav of suffix akanas nefashos and she feels that this is a tzerich, so then maybe that's telling in the machlekes we saw between Rashi and the Rav Magid whether or not you're allowed to do other tzrachim of the chayla, something that we feel that will be able to help her. L'mayt the Mishnah Brura is machmir lechatchila. Not like the Rav Magid, rather like Rashi, that one should not do other malachas d'araises that are not needed. He's magbul in different cases, like we saw in the Bir Halacha, exactly. In the case, if it's mamash atzerich gadol, he said, or with geir shalich bar choyli, which these things is very hard to believe that it's going to be yich bar choyli. Maybe it'll make it better, make it kishmaker, but take your mind off of it. But it's hard to believe that it'll be yich bar choyli. However, if she's not in the matzav of Sabbath B'Guach Nefashis, it's still before that, she's just a Chodesh Yemisakana, it's going to take her mind off it, it's going to lessen the pain, then there are Avanans we'd look her be allowed to do. She certainly has a dinner of a Chodesh Yemisakana. If you can't do it Ayde Yeshina, you can do it Yishloi B'Shina, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, it seems to say. However, to matter it out, Yisuvi Daito, thank you. Matar Dals Yisuvi Daito, that we see that you're allowed to do Daraisas, that the Gemara says. You're allowed to do Daraisas for Yisuvi Daito, to turn on the light for your Yerledes, to light a candle for your Yerledes, even though it's Daraisa. So you should be able to see better, she shouldn't be nervous. That the Mashmais of Tesis, which was brought down by the Bir Halacha also, seems to be that it has to be something which is kosher to the actual Chuli that she's going through. It's something which is. She's scared that there's going to be something wrong with the actual giving birth, an actual chayli, something which is connected, something which is totally not connected. It's hard to matter it. The question is, where exactly do you draw the line? And this, Rav Shlomo Zalman had a suffix. As let's say she wants to read a newspaper. Do we say Yisuvi Daiter? She wants to, it calms her down when she reads a newspaper. Can we ask somebody to bring a newspaper through Rishon Sarabim? I'll say Yisuvi Daiter. It sounded like he wanted to be machmer such a thing. Al-Sitsuli Daiti would have to be something which would be directly connected to the Chayli that she's in. And it's hard to know that the fact that if Mamish, she needs a shower, music, she tells you she can't do without it, then in a Chanami. But it would be nice, it would help her. Last time I took my mind off of it, I find that music takes my mind off it, then it seemed from the Shemir Shabbos Gechasta that it wouldn't be Nechalal in Yisuvi Daito, and you would not be able to be Mechalal Shabbos Midaraisa for that reason. Sorry? Doesn't have to be connected for the Chayli? So it could be that that's considered, that's like taking this, that if you do with it, surely if you do with the shinui lechera, it's a refuah. There are buttons you're allowed to do for him, for the tzarech. It's considered a tzarech. Can you do with the shinui? Next question. Good shadow. When faced with a situation that borders on people, no. It's better to try to find an apartment for Shabbos close to the hospital so one shouldn't have to be Mechal Shabbos in case she doesn't labor on Shabbos. Is it better? It's nice. It's Min HaRoi, says in the beginning of Shin Chav Tes we saw, Shin Lamed, I'm sorry, the Mishnah Brura says that Min HaRoi, to prepare everything when a woman gets to the ninth month, that if she has to give birth on Shabbos, she doesn't have to be Mechal Shabbos. Min HaRoi, it's a nice thing.
Are you both? The
question is it better to find an apartment if it's going to drive you crazy? And you don't have to. If it's not going to drive you crazy, then you could. Is there an inning to or is there no inning to?
There is an inin to. There's an inin to try not to be mechal Shabbos. If it comes that you are mechuyev to, so the truth is that yish li zara, I think is the lashon of the Magen Avraham that it says yish li zara. He says minaroi, but it's not like the lashon of the yish li zara. And the mashmois is that in the chanami one should lechatchila try to do that. However, it seems to me that it's not, the Mishnah Berurah does not learn it as a chiyuv. It's more together chasidim arishenim. The Aruch HaShulchan says that chasidim try to be do things in a way that they shouldn't have to be mechal Shabbos. However, it is not a chiyuv since one does not know that it's going to happen on Shabbos. It's not a chiyuv, and therefore there's no problem. When faced with a situation that borders on pekuach nefesh, it's better to ask a guy, a child, to do malacha than doing yourself. Or, and if you're doing yourself, should you do a shinui if it won't take any longer? Now, is it better to ask a child? It's not better to ask a child. One should not ask a child. The question is asking a guy. Should one ask a guy? The Gemara says you shouldn't ask a child, you shouldn't ask a guy. Practically, we found that there's a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Rama, and the Knir, they understood that the Rama, who's quoting the Aruch HaZeHurah, understood the Gemara is talking about where this is going to take longer if the guy does it, to go call a guy. However, if it's not going to take any longer, the Rama understands that you should use a guy instead of using a yid, and you should use a shinui instead of using doing a malacha straight out, if it's not going to take any longer. The Taz Shrai is Chai V'Kayim. He gives two reasons that one should not use a guy. The first reason is that next time they're going to go ahead and they look for a guy, it's going to take extra time. And Al Tzad, he says, maybe you could be machriz and tell people. And another svar is that it could be that if there's any tzad that he's going to do it any faster, then you should rather ask the yid, don't take any chance with the guy. The Mishnah Berurah does not reckon with the first svar of Bechlal. And the Meilan Simon Rishayim Ches, we saw, he says that if you want to light a candle for a Chodesh Ish B'Sakani, you should ask a guy to light the candle. He doesn't totally disregard the Rama. L'chatchila, if it's not Zman Ebal, then the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that you should ask a guy to light to be Mechal Shabbat. However, in a case where there's any suffix that maybe it's going to be, the Yid is going to do it faster, the Zman Ebal, Ukedema, then we don't ask any Goyim, we do the Melacha straight up, and the same thing applies to a Shinui. And if you don't have any chelis to do, if the shini is going to take any longer, then don't use the shini. However, if the shini is not going to take longer, or it's not going to make a difference if it takes longer, says the Mishnah Berurah. Similar, it's not just if it's not going to take longer, even in a case where it will take longer, but it's not going to make a difference, says the Mishnah Berurah. Who are they? Why the shini is achar adavar ma'atvak deina chuli bo? Not misachar ma'ak deina say the shini. Deina leis the rabbanon. To do it in a way from that should be only the rabbanon. That's better in a case where it's not manay bo.
Should the person find the going community?
If he knows that he's going to have to be Mechal Shabbos,
stop.
If he knows that he's going to have to be Mechal Shabbos, then maybe that is better. But if he doesn't know, then it's not in the suffix. I don't know if there's any need to do such thing. I'm sorry?
Is there a
Why a child not? We don't find that any of the place came to ever try to ask a child, either because we're scared the child's not going to do it right, or the child's going to... The whole machlokes is only going to get to a guy. The Gemara says that you shouldn't ask a guy, you shouldn't ask a child. The side that we ask, that we matter, is the machlokes is only going to get to a guy. We're not going to get to a child. We never found that there's any side to ask a child. What's the difference? Because he's not a bardas, so therefore he's not a warchoshish. Either he's not going to do it right, or he's not going to take longer, or he's going to go cool. Would? For Svaradim, you should always use a yid and not use a guy. Yes, borders on Bikoch Nefesh is the Safik Bikoch Nefesh. Safik Bikoch Nefesh. I'm sorry. I meant Safik Bikoch Nefesh. Safik Bikoch Nefesh. Can the Svaradi ask Ashkenazi?
He wants to ask Ashkenazi. Svaradi asks to bring Shabbat.
Shvani should do it himself. The chatchila we should use a chacham. Talmud chacham is the best thing to use. A chacham is the number one to use, like the Mishnah Berurah says. And afterwards, a regular yisrael. And afterwards, nashim. If there is any, we don't just say in a chacham the chatchila. Maybe we wouldn't ask nashim, but if they're the only ones there, if a guy's the only one there, certainly says Mishnah Berurah, we're going to ask them to mechal shav. Is a broken arm enough of reason to be Mechal Shabbat? Depending on whether or not the right is the Rabbanan. The Gemara says, Etzem Shinishbar Mazir Nesilim Kremi. That's the Maskana of the Gemara, not like it says in the Mishnah, that we're Mazir Nesilim Kremi. Now the Pashas Mazir Nesilim Kremi does not entailing a Daraisa, it's entailing the Rabbanan, setting it but you're not being over on Isuri Daraisa. If you want to be over on Isuri Daraisa, then it would have to be a Safek B'Pikuach Nefesh. And that we saw, we mentioned yesterday, that it really depends on what type of broken fracture it is, which the thigh bone or the elbow, or if it's an open break, you can see part of the bone. All these are possible Safek B'Pikuach Nefesh, and one should not hesitate and be Mechal Shabbos even in the Raisas. If he has a Safek, whether or not there's such a thing, he would also be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos and Safek Daraisa. If he has any Safek. Nechatchila, if he wants to take an x-ray, if there's any chash, he's allowed to take an x-ray also. Nechatchila, you should ask a guy if he could press the button, or press the button, Kelachriyan, to take the picture, whatever it is. Then it shouldn't be a Shalom Daraisa. But and until you find out that it's not a Safek B'Pikuach Nefesh, one would have to reckon it to be considered a B'Pikuach Nefesh. A standard, a person gets his finger chas v'shalom caught in the door and he can't move his finger anymore, Pasha says that he broke it, he fractured it, that's Pasha's not any chash of Safek B'Pikuach Nefesh. Tell me if I'm wrong. If it's not an open break, like a finger or a standard, that's what it seems to be from the most of the Paiskim, that something which is not, one would not have to be chashish. What then? It could be a Sakana Saver, and then you could do all there I want. Yes, it could be a Sakana Saver, because it's not set properly. If it's not, it would be a Sakana Saver, and it could be Mechal Shabbos with there Aban. How about if a child cuts open his chin and needs stitches? So, is it a Safek? If there's potential chash of infection, then it's a Safek B'Pikuach Nefesh. If it's cleaned out well, then generally it seems, in the Refuah B'Shabbos, he seems to say that if it's cleaned out well, then generally to wait till after Shabbos is not, it seems like almost in every case, to wait till after Shabbos is not a Pikuach Nefesh, if it's cleaned out well. If there's any tzad that you can't clean it out well, or it wasn't cleaned out well, or there's any possibility that maybe there's any rust or something else inside, there was a rusty, who knows what it was that he hit, some metal piece, then that's a chash of Safek B'Pikuach Nefesh, and one should mechal Shabbos Daraisa. A standard cut, as long as it's cleaned well, then you shouldn't try not to be mechal Daraisa. L'chur, it's not a Safek Nefashit, but certainly L'chur, you would have a din, a child who has a cut like that, would have a din of L'chur L'shem B'Sakana L'chol Pachas, and you'd be allowed to do anything, any Yisur Daraisa's Aydei Agoy, or Yisur Darabanan, the Mechal Matzerich, Shalei Aydei a Shinoi, L'chatchil Aydei a Shinoi. How about if this, in the scenario is supposed to be a stitch, can you ask him to do micro stitching so it shouldn't leave a scar? So is that considered, is Sakonis Aver? That's really the question. Can you do something else that it shouldn't leave a scar? Is that considered Sakonis Aver? Is Sakonis Aver considered the fact that he's going to have a scar now? Maybe it's covered a bris. Maybe it's covered a bris. That is a shash. It's hard to say that that's considered Sakana Saver. Let's say he's not going to get so many shidduchim because he has an unsightly scar. Is that considered Sakana Saver? It's hard to know. Hard to know that that's... it's something which is a problem. It's something you have to contend with. But to consider that to be considered Sakana Saver, I don't know that we found such a thing. To use a yid to do extra stitches that are not needed, then that's not so simple in the price scheme. Certainly the Chodshani says one should not do that. Shlomo Zalman only seemed to be mitzad l'kula asking a guy. To ask a guy to do it, he seemed to be mitzad l'kula, even if it's only for beauty purposes. Nevertheless, b'mokom tzarach gadol, derabanan asking a guy to do it. So it sounded like almost from the Chodshani that doing any amount more than if somebody cuts their finger and they already did four stitches, they would put in a fifth one. Because why not? But four, you can get by with four also. It's not needed for an anatomy. One should not do that either. Now I did the what? No, so in any case, any stuff on the saver, any possibility that someone might get infected, anything, that we don't do. That's any.
We'd have to.
No, I want to use them to do. Everyone is needed, that it shouldn't be a scar. You're doing much smaller stitches.
I
and much. That's really the question. Can you ask him to do that instead of this? Can you ask him to do? And therefore, over here. And here, all of them are. You didn't need to do them. You could do every other one also. No? When you're doing such small ones, you can't do every other one? Do you have a rest? Okay. I have to know the season.
Also, this question about asking to be less for your non five. That's by a yid, by a goy, or you just, you know,
I wouldn't think that you would have to ask the goy to do less for her. Can a chazin gargle a raw egg or salt water, since it is clear that it is being done to prove his voice? Improving voice is not a refuah, says Mishnah Berurah, says the Mechaber, and therefore there's no problem to swallow an egg. And lechur, once it's not considered a refuah, then lechur there's also no problem to gargle an egg, spit it out, because you don't look at it as a ma'isa of refuah b'chlal. It's only when it's muchach what you're doing is a refuah, then we're mechalak between gargling and spitting out and swallowing. But if what you're doing is not a refuah in the first place, then the chur, there's no chilek between gargling and swallowing, and it would be mutter to do it on Shabbos. What's the deal with taking vitamins on Shabbos? So it really depends on why he's taking the vitamins. If he has a deficiency and the doctor told him that he needs to take vitamins to get rid of the deficiency, he's not feeling well, he's shvach, then it seems that the Preiskim all say that Nichlal and the Magen Avraham is Lechazik Mezgoy, and that would be problematic. Unless he has then Mechazik Shem Sakana, then it would be mutter. But first time Mechush, he's shvach, he's not Chilek Ogufa, he's shvach, that would not be mutter. However, the question comes up, what's the story with somebody that takes vitamins every day? This is what they do. Many people in America with breakfast, they take vitamins, extra multivitamins, extra vitamin C, whatever it is, just because it's like exercising. It gives an added protection. It's you shouldn't need it, but might as well have it. What's the story in that case? From Rishon Zalman, it seems that he seems to understand that's also considered lechazik mezgei. That's what the Magen Avraham was talking about. A bari lechazik mezgei. It should be stark, that it shouldn't get sick quickly. That would be a problem. And he says, unless it's a tachlif, it's a replacement for a specific food, as he says, specific food, then we look at it as a food, as opposed to a vitamin. However, it's not for a specific food, it's just to be mechazik himself overall. Then he says one should not take vitamins. Reb Moshe, on the other hand, understood the Magen Avraham was not referring to a case where the guy is totally healthy and he just wants to pop in some vitamins. Rather, because somebody that's totally healthy is not a refuah at all. Once it's not a refuah, it's not going to be mutter. However, it's talking about somebody that is a little bit shvach. Once he's a little bit shvach, then it's a problem to take vitamins.
What does that mean?
Yeah, you always have a cup of oranges. Today you don't have it, so you're going to take vitamin C. I think that many people are, in America, I think Kundumani, the meaning of many is to be mekel with regard to those people that take every day, to take on Shabbos also, these type of vitamins. Ein Shom Ben Ramesha. He's too smart of what is considered that. Is someone with stomach issues allowed to drink prune juice? How about someone without stomach issues? What about using a suppository? What was the question? How about someone without stomach issues? It really depends on how you define what prune juice is. Is prune juice, like the Mishnah says on Kof Tesem and Bey, is Maichol Briyim? Or is prune juice made the kolon? Is it generally, do people generally drink it as a drink? And is it also used as a regular drink or not? I was speaking to a Chashav Tam Chalom today, and he said that he really doesn't think that prune juice, the standard person drinks prune juice. He would rather put it at Medekalim. I'm not sure that that's the case. I don't know exactly. I don't really, standard, you don't see people have prune juice on their table for Shabbos. It's just like, we bought the cup of Shabbos kiddush, prune juice. What? Yes, orange juice people buy, but even though it's, what? Prune. Maybe.
No, I don't think it's Rishashim. It loosens it up. I don't think it goes, I don't know if it causes the Shoshim. It causes the Shoshim. It loosens it up. Not Rishashim. The Lamaisa, if it has a din of Meida Kalim, then it's only mutter for the person without stomach issues. That was the parentheses. It's not mutter for the person with stomach issues. However, all of the mechabris maninu, come on, all of them, I don't think I saw one of them that didn't say that way, say that prune juice is considered mechabrim, and therefore, since people, even if you don't drink it, other people do drink it, and therefore, even when they don't have issues, and therefore it has din mechabrim, one would be allowed to drink it, and it would be mutter. The mashmoyis is, even though the Gemara seems to say not the same bracha that you mentioned yesterday, the mashmoyis is, even if everybody around you knows that the reason why you're drinking it is because you have stomach issues, nevertheless, by Michael Beam, they weren't geyser, and therefore it's mutter. What's the story it's using a suppository for the person who has stomach issues? That was Sif Mem Tet, that the Mechaber said that it's mutter to use the suppository. Bizmanenu, that was a different type of suppository which was put into the PTV at the bus, in and out and in and out, and there's a something called a curve lipstick ratio. So the Mishnah Berurah, therefore, is a problem. Bizmanenu, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, the suppositories that we have are just inserted once, and they're smooth, and there's no lipstick ratio or even curve lipstick ratio that is going to pull out any hairs. Therefore, it would be mutter to use such a thing, al-sach shashas of Hasharas Neiman. It could be that it has the din of since they're medicinal nowadays, they're a medicine, therefore he would have to have the din l'chara of a chorlish ein by sakana for it to be mutter. Or should he need to get what's that? No, the chorlish ein was only else that it shouldn't be considered. No, we have to do with shinu l'chara not. Why would have to? No, once it has a din. Oh, chelish im es akana. Good. Yeah. What's that? So, yeah, that's the question is. Yeah. If you could do it Ayideh Shinoi, maybe you should do it Ayideh Shinoi. The way that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, there's an issue here, we mentioned it in the past, and that is that the pasuk of the Mechaber in Sif Yud Zayin is that we pasuk like the Ramban, that the only time that we matter for Chodesh Shein B'Sakana is the Rabbanan's B'Shinoi. But Mitzat Sheini, we find in Sif Kotlin Kuf Kof Halef, the Mishnah Berurah says to take medicine is not a problem, even though you're not doing a Shinoi. It's one Rabbanan without doing a Shinoi. So he says that's not a stira, says Mishnah Berurah, because anything which the only reason why it's usher is al shtikas hamamanim is mutter to do even without a shinui. That's mutter. They weren't geyser shtikas hamamanim by chadashim besakana. That's the only derabana that we're handling. The problem is that the Mishnah Berurah in four different places in the siman seems to say not that way, and he seems to say that we have to do, even though the whole series is only al shtikas hamamanim, one should still do it with a shinui. Reb Chaim Kanievsky wanted to be Mataritz. Also, litin aleh ifer makle de merape. The halacha is somebody wants to put on a band, he's not allowed to put on ashes. Mishnah Berurah says, af tu merak yisad erabonon, mikom ofan da yisrael atmei aser b'loi shinui. Afilu mchalak ovufe, kim shu chayla shein bei zakana. Ukleel, but if you learn, if you made a mas b'shachana, it's mefurish. For Chodesh Yom HaZakon, you have to do, even you're doing something which is the Gzeres Al Shvigas HaMamonim, you have to do it on Yeshina. Chaim Kanievsky wants to answer in Shein Alachas that there's a difference, Al Pi the Beis Meir, that seems to say this, that there's a difference between whether or not he's eating it, it's something which he eats, it's a Meichel or a Mishta, it's something which, it's a pill or a drink that he puts in his mouth, or that's Shchikas Hamamanim, that one does not have to do Ayidei Shinui. Maybe the reason is because it's not Shaykh Ayidei Shinui, you can't really swallow Ayidei Shinui, other types of Svaris. Or as opposed to something else which is on the other parts of the body, then those things should be done Ayidei Shinui. If that would be the case, then in a Chanami, Lechar, putting in a Psila, putting in a suppository, should be the Chatzchila done Ayidei a Shinui. If it's not Shaykh to do a Shinui, the Mashmoyis of the Mishnah Berurah is that you're allowed to do it even without a Shinui. There are abundance without a Shinui. What does someone do if he has to take antibiotics for 10 days straight, since at least one of those days will always be Shabbos? If it's antibiotics, then l'chora pachus he has a din of l'chora l'shem b'sakana klapi this thing. It's something which could certainly turn into l'chora l'shem b'sakana, and preventing l'chora l'shem b'sakana is motiv to take medicine on Shabbos, and therefore you'd be allowed to take it. For that reason in itself, l'chora is enough of a reason why one would be allowed to take the medicine also, even after he took it for 6 or 7 days, that he got rid of the strep, but to take it for the next few days to get it out of his body that it shouldn't come back, that's preventative also. L'chora, it's either mutter else preventative, or it's mutter else that it shouldn't become into l'chora l'shem b'sakana. In other words, preventative could be mutter even when he's not going to be into l'chora l'shem b'sakana. But even if you tell me that preventative is not mutter, but if it's a tzad that he might become a l'chora l'shem b'sakana, then one would be allowed to continue the medicine. The minhag ha'olam certainly is that way, even if you want to be chalek, say missing a day. For those that tie up, somebody that has to take medicine for strep, he has to take it for 10 days. He took it for 7 days, now it comes to Shabbos. 7th day of Shabbos. He wants to know, should he take today, or maybe wait till tomorrow? The strep is gone. Question is, it's still in his body. He wants to make sure it doesn't come back. So take it day 8, 9, and 10. L'chora, that's Pashas, nothing's going to happen if he waits another day. Is that correct? As a matter of fact, there are certain types of medicine that they give you medicine at one point they're supposed to take it, and then you're supposed to take it 10 days later as to make sure that it doesn't come back. That could very well be that missing a day would not be the end of the world. Nevertheless, the minhag ha'olam, certainly in the case of antibiotics, is to take the medicine for the 10 days straight. A child is locked in the bathroom and he can't get out. Can you break down the door to get him out? If there's no other way to get him out, then, and the child is scared, or he might get scared, he's not an older child, that anyone that you might have a chash, then he might be scared, then it's hard to give an exact number. The evidence is maybe 6. It really depends on what the situation is. It could even be, if it's a type of a matzev that is a really scary matzev, it could be a matzev even when an adult, it could even be somebody that's older. Any pachad could really be a safek sakana. However, the standard case of the child locked in the bathroom, that's a case that the Gemara mentions is a chashash of pikuach nefesh, and we safek pikuach nefesh, we don't ask questions, and one could be mechal Shabbos. Now, obviously, if you have another way to get it down without being mechal Shabbos, so then you just need the key, then I don't know that, even though it's going to take you a minute to get the key. What? No, so the question is over here. The shaila is also to don up. We're chashish that maybe he's going to get scared. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Shemel. What's his lashon? His lashon is maybe it's going to be Shema yivatatinik. Right? Rashi we saw says vinivatatinik. Here it says Shema yivatatinik. So if you tell him I'm going to get the key and I'll open it up for you, then I don't know that that's a chashash, but that's the situation. However, if you really don't have a key and you're just trying to get something else, then l'chora one should do it's a safek pikuach nefesh. One should break down any tzad that the kid might be scared, then he is allowed to break down without asking a rabbi. He should not sit there telling them, "I'll give you a taffy after Shabbos." Is there any problem using Listerine chips on Shabbos to improve one's breath? L'chora, there's no problem. We saw in the Mechaber that Re'ech HaPeh is not a problem of refuah. Im Mishum Re'ech HaPeh, Ein Lo Yaseh Matztichi, V'Leishavim Re'eshinayim L'Refuah, V'im Mishum Re'ech HaPeh, Mutter. So something which is done for Re'ech HaPeh is not considered a refuah, and therefore, D'Mipnei Re'ech, L'Yemikim Refuah, says Mishum Re'ech, therefore, it would be Mutter. It's also Michael Briam, it's Derech Briam, and therefore, I mean, it's therapy because of breath. But it wouldn't be mutter to use on Shabbos. Can one take Tylenol for a headache? How about fever reducer? Is there a difference between the two? Depending on what type of headache the person has, it seems that the Poskim are not mechalek between fever reducer. In other words, if he's not taking care, it's just a painkiller. But it's not taking care of the actual problem, then it still has a din of refuah, and therefore the Poskim are not mechalik between taking Tylenol or actually taking medicine which will get rid of the issue. Both of them would be problematic. However, it's only problematic for Mikush Ba'almo or Mikush Chayli. However, anybody that has is a came to the Matzav of Chayli Shein Betakana, which means Shvach, his body Shvach. It's all body Shvach. Or he feels that he's pounding headache and he has to lie down because of it. That is enough of reason to make him in the gather of Chayli Shein Betakana or Cholish Kol Gufoy, and it's mutter for him to take medicine for to get rid of the issue, because since the issue is only one of Shchikas Avamanim, the Mokayim Chelashim Esakono, Loi Gazur Abana. Any problem switching around from Zex Nanzig to help with the toothache? Zex Nanzig is Loi Chashin Alof. Zex Nanzig is 96% alcohol. Generally, it's used to add to other things. There are some older people take it straight. Take it straight. You have to be a certain age. It could be that you have to be Zek Nansen to be able to drink this straight. Lachori, that's what it's telling. If it's used as an alcohol like schnapps is used, then the Mishnah Berurah says you would be allowed, lechatchila, one should just swallow it. If he has a toothache, he should put it in his mouth and swallow. He shouldn't leave it in his mouth. Swishing it around, that the Mishnah Berurah says one should not do lechatchila. However, if he's in a makam of tsar gadol, then even if he's not a nechlash kogufay, he has a strong pain in his tooth, then he's allowed to swish it around, he's allowed to leave it in his mouth and swallow it afterwards. However, to put it into his mouth and then spit it out, even though the chayyam wanted to be makel, the Mishnah Berurah clearly left that out. He says you should not spit it out, rather one should swallow it afterwards. So if Zek Nanzig has that halacha, would have the same halacha as schnapps. If people do not use it, people don't see it as a regular drink, then lechur, that's the spirit that the Mishnah Berurah was talking about, which is alcohol, it says in the bottom. That one would not be allowed to do unless he has the din of a chayla shem v'sakana, lechatchila ayidei shinui. If you can't use the shinui, then you're allowed even shaloi ayidei shinui. Is it permitted to use the hot water bottle to relieve aches and pains? So this is really Shin Chavav. It sort of came into our simon because you're allowed to put a hot kli. One is allowed to use a hot kli on his stomach, help his stomach be relocated into place. However, in Shin Chavav, we saw there's machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos whether or not you're allowed to use a hot water bottle which is closed. According to Rashi, it's mutter because no chash that the water is going to spill. According to Tosfos, it's usur because there's nothing to do with using a kli that's full of hot water is muchach that it's lerefuah. So it says, so it's cutting your test. Zeir mishum shchikas amanim. It's min kashu lerefuah. It's a graf shorei. You let it take it out. And it's a long shiny circle of goofa. The mock of Sarah, we ask him about that. To their bottoms. What? Could be there's other issues. Using the water bottle on Shabbos, either way, we talk about 15 Rashi and Tesis. The Mishnah Berurah passes the Maisa, the Tzarev Gadol Yesh Lahakal. Even if he's not a Chadash and Mesakana, the Tzarev Gadol Yesh Lahakal. Rav Shlomo Zalman points out, the Shmuel Zalman points out, that the whole problem is that it's Minkur Shulur Refuah, the mainland, a place where they use them. Even not for Lerfuah, and somebody told me a story yesterday of a shira that all the people that came to the shir, a bunch of people came to the shir. It was called the Eidei. Was it? It was the Chutzlaret, right? Somebody told me the story. Chutzlaret. They came with water bottles because to keep them warm. If they are used also to keep a person warm, then it's not minker, that is refua, and it would be mutter. If it is minker refua, you think that nobody around you does it in America. I don't know how common it is. I think generally hot water bottles in America are only used for aches and pains. Most people turn on the heat. Here's what I tell. People don't have heat, or it only goes on in the building. You're much more limited here in Israel. It's not the same situation. It also doesn't get hot in America, you know what I'm saying? So, such cases like that, lechur would be aser, unless it's a terech gadol, tar gadol, then the Mishnah Berurah says, even if it's not a chodesh shemir sakana, if his back is really hurting, and he feels that he needs to use it, then it would be mutter. So there's possibly a problem to put a bandit on a cut. That's a pretty general question. I'm not getting into whether or not opening the band-aid and tefer and kareya and all the different things like that. More, you have the band-aid already and you just want to put it on the Kavan Shabbos, what could possibly be the problem? So it depends. If there's ointment on the band-aid and you want to put it on the cut, so then if it's medicated, if it's just preventative, that it shouldn't get infected, then the bavash is its mutter to use it. I'm talking about shriki saman and not memareya. However, with regard to if it's medicated, then it would only be mutter if there's a chashash takana, or he's begadur chelashim b'sakana. For a child, maybe a standard child has a din of chelashim b'sakana. With regard to this, it's hard to know if you give him din of chelashim b'sakana. But medicated, putting medicine on the band-aid could theoretically be a problem if he doesn't have a din of chelashim b'sakana. One should also not press down the band-aid onto the cut to get out some of the dam. Mishnah Berurah said, get out extra dam out of the cut. One should not do that. However, there is no problem using a band-aid, even though the band-aid is going to turn red. Nevertheless, it's no different than kuri akavish, spider's web, which is mutter to use on Shabbat, because it's chad pami, there's no mashmorit b'chlal to the tzviya, and therefore there's no issue.
In regards to what Rabbi Chaim said about the chiluk with the Yigros HaKana, whether it was only the mutter on the body, or the mutter, the bandage was the same issue. If there was a rabbayim, then the problem with the chiluk was always the mutter was the Yigros HaKana.
Yeah, that would also be referred to a lot for, yeah, putting on the medical design, putting it on the band. An EMT gets a call and has no idea if it's a guy or a yid. Is he allowed to go? If he went, can he drive back home afterwards? So if it's in town, then we say call the park, then we say call Kavoka Master Master Zami, and you go. If it's out of town, then it's on the highway, then we say call the parish, move a parish. And Meruba is generally Goyim, and therefore, generally, depending on where you are, if it's an Eretz Yisrael, then Yishlayim. Depends on many, very many places would be Yidin. If it's in Chutz La'aretz, the standard place is Rav Goyim. And depending on what the situation is, if it's Rav Yidin, so call the Parash Meruba Parash. If it's Rav Goyim, then we say, call the Parash Meruba Parash, and it's a Goyim. If there is a problem of Eva, which on a phone call, Lavdafki, is there a problem of Eva? But if they're going to find out that you didn't answer it because it's a guy, you didn't take the call because of a guy, then that can be a suffix shash of Pikuach Nefesh, because it's going to be all over the media, and one would be allowed up Mechal Shabbos. Taking a call, generally, the guy can say that he didn't hear, he didn't know, he got cut off in the middle, he didn't hear the Pratim. There's always ways to get out of that. But if he's on call and they have it down, then. No, if you have any topic, you have a topic. But if they tell you where it is, can you go to the call? They're telling you where to go. They're telling you what happened, they're telling you where to go. Can he drive back afterwards? If he went, he's in town, middle of the city, and he goes. And he sees the guy. Okay. He sees the Ziyad, and he takes care of the issue, and he wants to go back home. Can he go back home or not? That seemed to be the end of the last Allah and Shimon test. Call Yisim Mahatzel, Charizma Kol, the place that I'm famous. Pashas Mashmoyit is that you're allowed to go back. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is, Kadei Shalei Lachshim, Asa Lovish, Deir Salah Salahim. And that's the way that Ramayisha seems to go, that
a yatela, somebody that goes to lahatsu, is allowed to go back. If they know that every time they're going to go for a call, they're going to end up on the other side of the city, and they're not going to be able to go back home, then they're not going to, they're going to think twice. And you already don't want them to think twice again, because that's a sabbath kuach nefesh. Mainly they're allowed to go back. If he knows himself that he's not that way, then he doesn't, then not. But if that's the case, then... However, Rav Shlomo Zalman, the problem is that the Mishnah Berurah over here is Zayin, the Simin Tav Tzad Zayin. Tav Zayin. And if you look at Tav Zayin, there the Mechaber seems to say something else. He says that the only time that they mastered it is Dafka, when people went to go get saved from Goyim, they took their weapons and they went to go fight against the Goyim, they're scared to stay where they are, and they're allowed to come back, and they don't have to stay over there. But in a regular case, says Rishon Zalman, we don't find in the Gemara that we're choishish for a yid that he's not going to go back, that he's not going to come back another time to save a yid's life. But maybe, says Rishon Zalman, one would not have a heter to go back. However, Rishon Zalman says, if they need you, if there's a possibility that you're going to have another call on Shabbat, then you're allowed to drive back. Because if you're going to walk home, if you're going to stay in the same place, stay there. But if you're going to walk home and you're not going to have your car, so then next time you're going to have to run and get your car. So any time that there's a tzad that you're going to, your car is going to be needed afterwards, then you'd be allowed to drive back. Well, if there's a tzad they're going to need you where you are, you'd be allowed to drive back. So unless you're finishing your shift now, and people work shifts and hatzal, so he knows that's it. It's 5 minutes before the end of the shift. He's not getting another call past this. Therefore, Nechanami, Itaka should not drive back. He should leave his moped somewhere else and walk home, according to Rishon Zalman. According to Misha, then you'd be allowed to drive back. What's the minig l'maisa? I got conflicting reports from different people on how they're made. Maybe it depends on where the person grew up. But somebody told me a story of two people that answered a call, and one of them walked back, one of them said, Misha, jumped into his car and went home. So, it depends here in Israel. It depends on... Yeah. If you become a Tzala member, then look into it. I have a habit of picking scabs. Is there a problem to pick them up on Shabbos? The Chaver says, there's no problem to pick them up on Shabbos. Mutter and Sif Kotan Chavei, Sif Chavei, Mavir, Gildei Hamako, Nesafan Yisab Hashemin. It's not clear why it's Mutter. Seems the place is Manenu say, because it's us to fall off. We never look at it as the chilek of the guf. It's not like cuticles, which were part of the skin that didn't totally come off yet. This is something that was never really part of the skin. It came from the body, but it's never really part of the body, and therefore it would be mutter to take it off. However, it's the creation that it's going to bleed, and it would be awesome. Similarly, says Rav Ozner, that if it's attached to the skin, it became already connected to the other parts of the skin, and by pulling it off, it's going to pull off parts of the skin, then one should not do that. One should refrain. I think it's probably for this reason that the standard person that you ask whether or not it's mutter to pick up a scab on Shabbos will tell you that it's us to pick up a scab on Shabbos. The Zarilim doesn't do that. In a case where a person knows that the scab is going to come off Shabbos, then it is mutter. It's not, there's no grazes, there's no issue, it's not rafua, it's not a problem. It doesn't have to be a khair.
It just
needs to be a
khair.
You have to need that it's not a problem of either one. Closing your eyes is not considered not knowing. If I remember correctly, there's some halacha about being mutter to pop a pimple on Shabbos. What if it's going to bleed? And what about popping a blackhead? So a pimple that they're talking about over here is a pimple which is the pus inside is causing a person tar. Because of the pressure, because of the it's like a blister. It's not a standard pimple person doesn't really have tar from. And therefore, it would be usher. Any pimple that a person does have tar from, it's full of pus. He wouldn't be allowed to pop it if his intention is just to get out the pus. Even if blood is also going to come out, it's not a problem. He is not allowed to force any more blood out of the body. However, if by popping this blister, this painful blister, then pus and blood will come out, then it's not a problem because it's a pesach, which is osi rak lohitzi, not lahafnis. It's not considered a deraisa and b'mokim or lachshin to lagufa and b'mokim tzairo. A standard pimple, a blackhead. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, the Bir Halacha says, that one should only do it with his hand, he shouldn't do it with a kli, because he should use the shinui. That's the mashmois of the Magen Avraham Natav. However, in the Mishnah Berurah, he did not make any mention of it. The Mechaber doesn't make a mention of it, the Ramah doesn't make a mention of it, and the Mishnah Berurah does not make a mention of it. It's only the Be'er Halacha that he says brings it down. But in the Mishnah Berurah, he seems to be saying from the Halacha that he would be allowed to pass it with a needle. Now, a regular blackhead, a zit, as they call them, a standard pimple, then that's not from up in Tzairah, and would be usher to open it on Shabbat. Is it better to do it Aliyah Deigai? It's better to do it Aliyah Deigai? Yes, it is better. Mishnah Berurah says that it is better to do it Aliyah Deigai. Absolutely. Thank you. Mishnah Berurah says that it is better to do it Aliyah Deigai. A sick person needs to eat a hearty meal. Is it better to ask a non-Jewish neighbor for a piece of meat, or should one go to ShopRite and buy kosher meat? Sorry, it's a lot. Buy kosher meat. Now, the truth is that it's not such a fair question, because going to ShopRite to buy meat, maybe it's a problem maritime, but Pashas, there's no Yisuri Daraisa that are involved. It's only Yisuri Darabana. Mukta, if you have to drive. If you have to drive, then it's Yisuri Daraisa. One should go to ShopRite and buy kosher meat. And if you have to drive in a Hanami, then we're handling Daraisa. If we're only handling Darabana, certainly it's better to do that than to ask the guy for the meat. Now, even if it's Daraisa, the mashmoit of Mishnah Berurah is, at first he brings down a svara of one daraisa klapi kama derabanan, and whatever, he also brings down another svara of Rechosh Shem Yokas Achayla, and since that's probably a svara which applies in any case, unless you know for sure or not, then you always have to be Rechosh that he's not going to want to do it, and there's no reason to go ahead and be over in Yisuri derabanan, of Nevela, Yisuri daraisa of Nevela, in a case where he has the ability to get kosher meat. Even with daraisa. Can one take a temperature on Shabbos? What temperature warrants Sol Shabbos? Certainly with a regular mercury thermometer, one would be allowed to take his temperature on Shabbos, because Ramesh says it doesn't involve any Isser, even a Medido. This is not the type of Medido which is Isser on Shabbos. When you're getting to electric ones, that's already getting to the shadows of Darabanans, of the digital ones, that is. And that would have to be have the kolam tamater is a derabanan, but a standard mercury thermometer is not a problem to use. What temperature warrants Chol Shabbos? That is very unclear in the Paiskim. I think the bottom line is the way that Archa Shabbos sets it down. I think it's probably the best gather. It's maybe gebayt on Rav Shlomo Zalman's Yisurid of Pikuach Nefesh. And this is something that everybody should always bear in mind. One should never need it, but they should bear it in mind. And that the Shlomo Zalman time is that how do we know if something is considered Tzavah Pikuach Nefesh? How would they act during the week? In such a scenario during the week, would you panic? Would the person try to take care of it as soon as possible because it's chashish that it's dangerous? And in a Chalem and Shabbos, one could give it the dinner Tzavah Pikuach Nefesh. But if during the week he would take his time and he wouldn't be worried about it, I'll take care of it after I come back from night seder or whatever it is. And when after come back from Yeshiva, he's not so worried about it. Then in Echonami, such a thing is, if night is over in 5 minutes, that's not what we're talking about. But if it's such a thing that during the week, the way that Archa Shabbos says, if the moked right next to your house is closed, would you go to Tarim? Would you go somewhere else during the week? You're choshish that it's a problem. Then on Shabbos, we would recommend to be considered a Tzavik Takana. And obviously, the temperature depends on the age of the child. A younger child, people are choshish for different. An older person, also people are choshish with a small amount. Somebody that's hardy and he realizes that he has fever and he has the flu, he could be at 104 and be doing just fine. He wouldn't worry about it. Therefore, it really depends on the matzev. How are we after this matzev? This person, this matzev, what would we do during the work? Would we panic? Would we be nervous about it? Then we reckon it to be matzev or tzavik nefesh. One would be allowed to mechal Shabbos, even in Yisuri D'Oraisa, in such a scenario.